Yeah, I think if it's not like, yes, the willpower, they can be able to do that. It's within their means to do that. They can apply diplomatic pressure to make sure that those conditions, as outlined in the roadmap, are met. You know, one thing for certain is that ZANU-PF is more concerned about SADC than other members of the international community. They are fear in terms of credibility and legitimacy specifically revolves around SADC, because if SADC doesn't recognize them, then they are in trouble from the greater international community. But if SADC then legitimizes the electoral process, then ZANU-PF can easily survive.
What areas would you say are still outstanding in terms of this election roadmap?
The fundamental areas that remain outstanding relate to the issue of the security sector's involvement in politics, the partisanship within the security sector. You will agree with me that the previous elections saw heavy involvement of the security sector, which problematized them. That's number one. Then number two, which is also closely linked to the issue of the security sector, is the issue of the Security Secretariat. The Security Secretariat has been said to be militarized. Even the former chairperson of SEC, Justice Simpson Mutambanengwe, acknowledged the presence of some security sector functionaries within SEC, and that must be looked into for purposes of ensuring that SEC is genuinely independent.